Yeah, got a new show for y'all. But before we start this great show, don't forget you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today and hat. And don't forget, always use discount code ChineseVirus. I'll give you 20% off. You know why? Because we good guys. Yeah. Joe Biden is making his picks for his administration because he said we're going to rebuild this country together.
Which is weird. I think the country's fine. It's just that we got too many Democrats in it.
I always wondered when they say they're going to rebuild. I'm like, rebuild what?
They use that word infrastructure. Sounds presidential. That's why they say it. I think Obama started that. But anyway, Joe Biden picks his assistant health secretary. I didn't know you needed an assistant health secretary. Just need a health secretary. You ever think about that? Why you need an assistant? What is the assistant's going to be doing that the actual health secretary can't do him damn self?
I know why. That's the person that go gets the coffee, man. Answer calls. Take notes. Take messages.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Secretary, got a call today. Hey, how'd you like that cup of nice hot coffee I made for you?
Shut the... All right, look.
Hey, what do you think about my new sexy red dress I got on today?
That's going funny when I tell you who he picked. Yeah. Well, not really. It's not really funny. Well, kind of. There's nothing really funny about a biological man wearing a dress.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask.
Well, tell him who you picked, man.
I'm going to tell him.
Her name is Rachel.
Dr. Rachel Levine. She's a doctor.
Yeah. But she's got a PhD.
Yeah.
Takes brains to get a PhD.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you need brains to get a PhD.
Yeah, I mean, I've ran into some PhDs. You're like, wow, you're a doctor? But anyway.
Yeah, I've never thought you got a PhD or you became an attorney. Don't mean you're going to be a good doctor. Don't mean you're going to be a good attorney.
Yeah. But anyway, this assistant, this assistant health secretary made history.
How she make history, man? Hey, everybody, take a wild guess how this lady made history. Take a look at this photo. Take a wild guess.
Why don't you use that photo? That was some better photos.
I thought that was a very good photo of her. Why, you saw some more better feminine photos?
Definitely.
Nah.
It's got too much. Well, whatever. First federal transgender official in history.
That woman deserves a salute.
Joe Biden is making history.
Thank you for your service.
Can I
pay respects to this woman? This transgender woman? It's the first of all time.
That deserves a salute.
She's breaking something.
She's breaking barriers.
Yeah.
Put your damn hand down.
Thank you for your service.
Man, come on, man.
I hope you do a lot better job than you did in Pennsylvania, because you sucked in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, she was health secretary of Pennsylvania.
But everybody deserves second chances.
I don't think so. I mean, you got to ask yourself, especially when Democrats are selecting people.
Yeah.
Did you select them based on their merits, their qualifications, or did you select them because they're female or because they're black or because
they're transgender?
Personally, I think Joe Biden picked Rachel, not for qualifications.
Well, okay. You think he picked her because she's wearing a dress? You know what? I was out of line.
Yeah. Not really. You said she's wearing a dress. You didn't say he's wearing a dress.
I thought I said he.
See?
You know what? Stop using them damn pronouns. We're going to get in trouble. Let's just refer to her as they.
No.
Why? That's
you
the
already
safe
know
word.
You already know the pronouns. Look, name's Rachel.
Yeah.
That's woman.
That's female.
That's female.
Yeah.
Wearing dresses.
Yeah. Don't forget she's wearing makeup, too.
That's female. So I think it's safe to say use pronouns she.
I would agree with that. But you know what? No word is safe today.
Especially with Democrats, huh?
Yeah.
What the hell are we going to go with?
Just call a doctor. They can't be offended over that. She's a doctor. I mean, Dr. Rachel Maddow. You don't have to even
Dr. Rachel Maddow?
I mean, I got her confused with that chicken neck. That woman on MSNBC, I meant Rachel Levin. They don't look nothing alike either. I don't know how I got them two confused. They look totally opposite.
Both their names Rachel.
Yeah. Not Rachel Maddow, it's Dr. Rachel Levin.
Wonder if it's any kin to Mark Levin.
Ain't a chance in hell.
No, he's a great conservative
mind.
Yeah.
But anyway. One of the greatest conservatives of all time. Ain't a chance in hell that he's related to Dr. Rachel Levin.
They got the same last name. Never know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Who knows?
The reason why I bring up that, the reason why Joe Biden picked her, is it based on the merits of who this individual is, the qualifications? Yeah. I say not because of this doctor's history.
Yeah.
As press health secretary, over 10,000 people died in nursing homes. Yep. They actually required nursing homes to take in once they'd been diagnosed with COVID.
Yeah.
They had to take them back in so they could free up beds for the hospital. I thought that's what hospitals was for.
Right? Think about this, everybody. She wrote a memorandum requiring
to accept
patients
into nursing homes this with COVID-19.
They had to. It was no yes, maybe. You had to take these people back
in. You were required.
Even though we got room in hospitals, they wrote a memorandum, no, you have to go home and get better.
And she was the press, not the press, I keep saying press, the health secretary of the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, being a health official, being a doctor, I mean, knowing that her qualifications as a doctor, everybody should know, even I know, during a global pandemic, the most vulnerable is the sick, the weak, the elderly.
Yeah.
People with prior health conditions.
Yeah,
they are the most vulnerable. Why would you send somebody suffering from coronavirus to where our most vulnerable live? Why would you do that?
Yeah, and they're all cooped up in that one building.
But that's why I say being a doctor doesn't mean you're going to be a good doctor.
Yeah. So, but the reason why I bring that up, she required that. But guess who was in nursing homes up there in Pennsylvania? She's got a mother. The doctor has a mother.
Right.
When this pandemic hit, did she leave? Did the doctor leave her mother in there?
No, she didn't.
Why?
Because she knew how dangerous it was.
Yeah.
She knew that people in nursing homes are the most vulnerable when it comes to a global pandemic, to any pandemic virus, anything. Yeah.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
She took her mother out because she knew
how dangerous it was.
But she required everybody else to take in people that was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Yeah, so poor leadership.
Yeah. Now, there's been, 19,000 deaths? Almost half of the deaths. I think half of the
19,000 deaths in Pennsylvania from coronavirus.
Yeah.
Guess how many was from nursing homes?
Yeah.
Over 10,000. Over half the deaths in that state was from nursing homes allowed.
Now, you can pinpoint that and say a majority of the deaths in Pennsylvania was because of her leadership.
Yeah.
You can say that, technically.
And you can't even call it incompetence.
Yeah.
She knew it was wrong.
Why?
She took her mother out.
Because
she took her mother out. That's malpractice.
Yeah.
That's like a damn, you know what malpractice is? It's like a damn doctor saying, hey, we ain't got no hearts. You need open heart surgery. So I'm going to go down here to the farm and rip one out of a pig and give it to you. That's malpractice. That's not incompetence. He know it's wrong, but he's going to go get a damn heart out of a freaking pig.
That's not malpractice. That's insanity.
And it's insanity for what she did.
Yeah, it is. Because she knew
She
knew what would happen.
That's why she took
out in people's death sentences when she did
that's
that.
Why she took a mom out. But Joe Biden
picked
her of all the qualified people in this country, which makes me think, did he pick her because transgender, or did he pick her for her qualifications and her leadership?
Well, I don't think she's really going to be doing much of anything. Did you see that title? Assistant Health Secretary. She's answering phones, fetching coffee. Hell, she might even be washing the car of the lead health secretary.
Crazy. She's not going to be making any decisions. She's assistant. She's a secretary. I think Joe Biden picked her because he's virtue signaling for the alphabet community.
Oh, look. That's what I'm saying.
He's down with the transgender community. I can't. I don't care if Rachel was once a man. I don't care.
Yeah.
I only care. But I hate when people are getting selected based on their race, their gender.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. You're picked on your qualification, your race, your gender. Has nothing to do with anything.
It's about your competence, about your experience, about, you know, how well you perform at your job, your prior work history.
Yeah.
Your prior work history tells everybody you're not fit to even be a health professional. Yeah. You are one of the leaders of Pennsylvania that led to over 10,000 deaths because of your poor leadership.
Yeah. Not saying that nobody would have ever died in nursing homes, but of course that was going to happen, but you send them to the hospital. You don't send them back to infect everybody else there.
Yeah.
And it was extremely contagious. Everybody's getting it now.
Yeah. That's the person Joe Biden went along with.
Yeah, Corona.
Well,
she's just an assistant, man. She ain't going to be doing much of anything but answering phones and taking messages.
Okay. I mean, we have no experience.
Not after being responsible, one of the leaders responsible for thousands of deaths in
Pittsburgh. She shouldn't be nowhere near no assistant health secretary anywhere.
Well, she can answer some phones and take some messages, man. Maybe, you know, take the car.
Man, you crazy as hell.
Take the main person's car out and get it washed.
With the health secretary's car?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well,
hey, Rachel, take the car out and wash it for me today. I'm busy. And wear that red sexy dress you wore on Monday.
Yeah, man.
Makes you look more like a woman.
Man, you crazy as hell, man. Now, we poking fun at her, not because of her gender. I mean, I pick on everybody. It's just that if she had a great track record, if she was one of the people that stood up and said, hey, we can't send these people to nursing homes.
Yeah.
We need to keep these people in the hospital.
Yeah.
The most vulnerable people in our population.
Yeah, I took my
when a pandemic is the elderly.
Yeah.
And then lead by example. Don't take your mother. If you really stand by what you say, why did you take your mother out of the nursing home?
Yeah.
You didn't even believe in your own rules, your own regulations
that you
was putting on the public because it's, when it comes to you Democrats, it's rules for thee, not for me. I can do what I want, but these are rules you got to abide by. You prove by your actions. You took your own mother out of a nursing home while you sent other people to their deaths. You can't deny that. You was the health secretary of Pennsylvania. Whether you're transgender or not, you should be criticized just like everybody else. Even though you might have a sexy red dress.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.